Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're taking the steps to pursue our unique design. I am Catherine Lang and I am your resident Hope Smith and encourager extraordinaire. I know the power of a heart infused with courage. It can change a world. And I want to change a world. I want to change the world that I encounter every day of my life. In other words, I want to change my world because ultimately it is the only world that I can change. But if I do invest in my changing and I do invest in changing my world, then I will be a force on whatever parts of the world I encounter each day. It will take action. Effective change only comes from activity. I will have to do something if I'm going to make something happen in my journey. I may have to fake the courage to take the step, and I may have to build up my belief in the step, and I may have to hone the focus of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, and I may have to stand bold in my uniqueness, but ultimately, if I don't do it now, then it won't get done. I convinced my husband, although he might tell you I tricked him, I convinced him into taking me over to a neighboring city to pick up some pallets. I had seen something on Pinterest and I was determined to make it happen. So we picked up these pallets that I needed that were specific to this project that I had planned. And we loaded up these 20 pallets. And then on the way home, we stopped at a local building supply store. And lo and behold, they had three beautiful, huge wooden spools. So I added them to the pile. Surely I could figure out something to do with them, right? So I'm armed with my internet images, and I had plans, and I got my pallet stuff done. And I armed myself with even more images about the spools, and I made more plans. And I thought about how I was going to enjoy the new creations that would come from these unsuspected items that I had found. On more than one occasion, I started to get out and get started on the projects, but by then it was too late in the day, so I just figured I'd wait. And so I waited. I got caught up in some other tasks, and the spools were left to their own devices. They worked as basic tables, but they were not meeting my mental image of the awesomeness that they could be and the right way they needed to be used. So I made some plans. I figured out how I was going to turn them into so much more. I armed myself with images from the internet. And then I realized that I was going to have to attend an online meeting, so I'd have to wait to get started. And so I waited. Things happened. More things happened. The spools were moved from point A to point B. Now I still have plans and images, but I never quite could get around to doing anything with them. They still have so much potential, and I knew they could be so much more than they were currently being used as. So I stopped what I was doing, I made some plans, and wait, I've been here before. You know what? I'll keep being here. As long as I tell myself that I can start tomorrow, I risk staying in a loop of plan, focus, distract. I need to take action now if I want to get it done. My attitude drives my momentum. My momentum drives my motion. I will have to get going if I want to have the motion I need to make the change I desire or to be the change I desire. 1. Start today. 2. Start now. 3. No waiting. 4. Do something. 5. Do one more thing. It's not complicated, but it's also not postponable. I have to get in motion to stay in motion, to keep the motion I need to get to my big dream goals. If I don't get started, then I will never be in the position to keep going. My alarm went off the other morning. Normally, I get up before the alarm, so it doesn't even get a chance to go off. But not this day. This day, it was raining outside. And I'm not talking about that little light smattering of raindrops, but it was a full-on monsoon. I got up, but then, with intention and forethought, I got back in the bed. I pulled the covers up, and I went right back to sleep. When I finally did get up for the morning, I didn't get half done what I wanted to get done because I didn't even get started until way past when I normally get started. And even when I did get started, I started looking for ways around where I needed to be doing instead of looking for ways to mark things off the done list. I didn't start. And because I didn't start, I struggled to get anything done. Now, that's not the first time I have been encouraged to make a different choice from the one I knew I needed to do. Just like with my spool tables, things come up. Squirrels will get my attention. Distractions will scroll down that screen. I have to make a purposeful choice to get started, no matter what. I have to start. Every single journey in the history of the world required that the one on the journey get started. Until I start, I will never, never reach my big dream goals. I have to take that step in order for me to be positioned to take another step. And it will require that I take the steps if I'm going to walk the journey. There is no way to become all that I am uniquely designed to be until I grasp the understanding that it's going to require that I get started. I have to get started if I ever want to be positioned to get finished. It will require that I start. I can if I will. I can reach my big dream goals if I will take the steps that I need to get there. I will. Therefore, I can. I am determined enough that nothing is going to stop me. Therefore, I can reach my big dream goals. There is one catch to both of these positions. I have to take action, which means getting started in my doing. Now, my show garden required hours of planning, sod cutting and removal, tilling, weeding, planting, mulching. Every day, as long as the weather allowed, I made a point of working on the show garden. I keep saying today that I would love to have a show garden again. But the truth is, I just want a show garden. I'm not determined to have a show garden. I just think it would be nice. If I really wanted to have a show garden, I already know the formula for getting to that place. I just have to get started to make it happen. If I want anything, any of my big dream goals, all I have to do is get started. One, start today, because today is what I have. It's all that I have. Even if I think about it right before I go to bed, there is something that I can do to begin the process. If I tell myself that I can wait until tomorrow, I will soon discover that tomorrow is always a day away. If I start today, then I get something done, and that means that I will be one step closer to where I want to be. When I start today, I gather the momentum that will let me keep going and keep moving. Today is the only day I have, so I have to start today. Two, start right now. Because now is the only time that I have. Anything other than now is in the past or it's in the future. Now is what I have. The moment I think, in a minute, I'll do it in a minute, that opens the way for not doing it at all. It can't wait. Success needs to be fueled, and it can only be fueled right now. It doesn't have to be all of my big dream goal. It just has to be enough to move me in the right direction. Right now is the moment for taking a step into my possibilities. 3, no waiting. Because when I choose to wait, then I halt any momentum for purpose. Once the momentum is stopped, it will take that much more energy to get started again. If you've ever had to push a car, maybe it ran out of gas, or maybe you were just trying to push it away from the house so you could start it without anyone hearing it. But when you first push on the car, it's like pushing a boulder. Nothing happens. You keep pushing, and then that slight movement occurs. One slight movement, and then the pushing becomes a little easier, and the movement becomes a little greater. If the brakes are applied at any point, you're back to the boulder. No waiting. Waiting is the brakes that are applied to the momentum of possibility. Do something, because something makes it easier to do something else. I live in a house full of men and boys, surrounded by acres of woods and gardens, across the yard from a father-in-law with 2 cats and 2 dogs to boot. There is literally always something to do. If I get up and I do something, then I find that I have the energy to do something else. Sometimes I even find the focus to do what I need to be doing. It's like writing. I don't always have to write what I need to write. Sometimes I don't want to write what I need to write. But if I write something, anything, then the words begin to flow into the project that needs my focus. Do something so there is energy to do even more somethings. And 5, do one more thing. Because one more thing brings me one more closer to my desired success. Before I quit for the day, I do one more thing. Before I stop for a break, I do one more thing. Before I call it a night and shut down the house, I do one more thing. Those one mores add up to a lot accomplished, and they start my next round off one more step closer to the finish. One more may not complete it, but it does move me one more closer to the finish. I've mentioned before that I had a show garden. At one point, before the tornadoes of 2011 dropped trees everywhere, we had 200 variety of daylilies and about that many variety of iris as well. But it started with a plan. And if I want my gardens to get back to show quality, then it will have to happen by me starting with a step and then taking that more steps to make it happen. I'll have to get started. The only way I can get there is if I start. I only reach my big dream goals when I start. If I don't take the actions, if I don't get started, then I will never be in a position to get to where I want to go. All I have to do to become all that I'm uniquely designed to be and to reach all the potential that is in me and that is for me, all I have to do is get started. It is no more complicated than that, and yet I sit here wondering why I'm not there. I'm not there because I haven't started. I have to start if I'm ever going to be positioned to reach all that I'm uniquely designed to be. Again, it doesn't have to be a big start. I don't have to see the end goal and reach the end goal in order to get there. I just have to move towards that end goal. I just have to start. Just like with my garden, it didn't end with 200 variety of daylily. It started with one. One is all the start that I need in order to become all that I'm designed to be. Getting started seems simple enough, especially in theory. When I'm facing the choice of getting started or snuggling back down in the warm covers, then it's not so simple. I have to adjust my thinking and adjust my beliefs so the drive to get started outweighs the call to snuggle back down. I need a mind shift from where I am to where I want to be so that I position myself to get started. Just this morning, I woke up and thought, oh, I don't want to make the donuts. For some reason, that's where my mind goes when the I don'ts show up. And you know what? I didn't want to get up. But I realized what I had done. So I knew I had to change my focus from the don'ts to the possibilities. I closed my eyes. And I made a purposeful shift in my focus. You can do that, you know. I closed my eyes and I tried a different approach. Today is a very good day. And just that little shift made it easier for me to get up and to get started. And if I don't get started, I won't ever get there. David wanted to build a temple to honor God. Now, God told Samuel that David wouldn't be the one to build the temple for him because of the actions David had taken and the blood that David had shed. But David still started. David had a dream, a desire for God to have a temple. And so David started gathering the resources necessary to see that dream fulfilled, even though he knew that he was not going to be the one to complete it. Because David started, he put in place what Solomon needed to fulfill the dream that David had and to build the temple that honored God. David started towards his dream, even though he knew that the completion was not his own. This is how much he believed in the value and the power of his dream. Now, this comes from 1 Chronicles 22. I need to be so focused on my big dream goals that even the knowledge that I'm not going to be the one to complete it or to fulfill it doesn't keep me from getting started. Sometimes I need to get started going so I'm not stuck dying. In 2 Kings 7, Israel is under siege. The once mighty kingdom is holed away, hiding behind the walls, waiting to die. Some lepers at the entrance decide, well, since they're going to die anyway, they might as well go to the Syrians, the army holding up Israel, and take their chances with them. So they get started. And when they get to the camp, the Syrians have fled. I mean, the camp is filled with supplies and other great stuff, and there's nobody home. See, the Lord had gone before the lepers and made a sound that sent the Syrian army running. But had the lepers never started, then they would have remained at the gate dying. I'm either growing and learning and moving towards my possibility, or I am dying under the crushing of not doing. When I recognize that the Lord has already gone before me and prepared my way, then it seems silly to even consider anything other than getting started. And yes, I do consider something other than getting started. I let the walls of the world hold me back, even to the point of killing my hope or my focus. I have to refuse to listen to the world or be distracted by all of its chaos. I have to stay focused and determined like the ant from Proverbs 6, 6 through 8. Do you see the ant, you lazy person? Look at what she does and look at her actions. Without someone telling her what to do or prodding her to do it, she prepares food in the summer and brings in provisions to last through the winter. She does it not because she's been told to do it, but because she knows what she needs to do. So she does it. My big dream goals are important. They are my temple to honor the Lord because they are my fulfillment of all that I am uniquely designed to be. I have to be courageous enough to walk them out, or I have to fake that courage until it becomes my reality. I have to believe that it is what I'm supposed to do, so much so that nobody and nothing, not even the realization that I won't be the one to finish it, stops me from starting. I have to chip away at all the extras so that I uncover my unique path, and I have to stand firm, unwavering, more determined than ever, and more than anything else, I do have to get started. The only way to reach my big dream goals is to start. It's all right there. Everything that I am supposed to be and everything that I can possibly dream is right there. the one thing, the only thing that I have to do to move me towards my big dream goals is to step into it and then just keep stepping. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Hope Smith extraordinaire, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.